Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. It is Monday, and it's time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is now the 14th of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. Monday weekend, usually slower news. So let's start off with rumors. And usually when we say tech rumors, it usually points to Apple. This time we're highlighting on the iPad mini. So the juicy new rumors on the iPad mini is that it will have a slimmer bezel and no home button. That's right, not a button in sight. Apparently the Touch ID will be relocated to the power button. So yeah, there still is a button, but just not on the front screen, much like that is seen on the latest iPad Air. We're also seeing that the iPad mini will switch from the Lightning connector to USB-C. Now, of course, the new iPad mini, which this is kind of a given. I mean, getting the A14 chip. Not really much of a rumor in my book. However, though, it will be getting 5G and will have compatibility with a new, smaller Apple Pencil. And if these rumors are also correct, get ready for better sound. As in, according at least from the source, the sound has been dramatically improved. As for when we'll be seeing the new device, look for it towards the end of this year in three colors of your choice, including black, silver, and gold. Google was going to simplify domain URLs, at least in Chrome. Apparently, though, making it simple wasn't going to be that simple. Now, those of you unaware, Google had an experiment to hide parts of the site's URL in Chrome's address bar. The experiment actually ran from June of 2020 to June of now, and it basically consisted of a series of options that Google added to Chrome the /flags option page when it was enabled. They basically just wanted to show the domain name and remove all the extra stuff that was making things look complicated to a lot of users. However, though, apparently, yeah, wasn't a good idea in the end. A lot of it had to do with security experts chiming in, and even end users. They actually had quite a few thoughts on the subject of Google, and none of them very positive. So now, if you go into the options page on your Chrome browser, that simplified domains has been completely removed. And it doesn't matter what version of Chrome you're using, be it stable, beta, and even canary builds. And finally, all right, it's Monday. Yes, we've got some hacker news for you. This one will be known as the McHacker. Why the McHacker? Well, because the hacker hacked McDonald's. Yes, it looks like McDonald's is the latest company to have its private data stolen. This news, by the way, coming from the Wall Street Journal, in which the company discovered the data breach after hiring consultants to investigate unauthorized activity on their internal security system. Now, the data accessed include business contact information for franchises, seating capacity in stores, that's a little unsettling, and even the square footage of play areas, also very unsettling. Now, McDonald's says their business operations weren't interrupted. However, though, in the coming days, they might know a little bit more exactly what went on in the background, including if there was actually steps taken to address files that contained employees' personal data. Yeah, apparently on the down low right now, not yet confirmed, that also took place too, but is yet to be confirmed by McDonald's. As far as where the hack took place, in the US, South Korea, and Taiwan. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find the news show over there, the ever-popular Mac show, the big show, of course, too, and the photo show as well. You can get subscribed to all of our podcasts over there. Of course, find us on Apple Podcasts as well. Check out our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community over in our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening.